Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
Now, on Wednesday, did you know it was officially Google's 25th birthday? 25 years, imagine that. And even for those born well before it launched, it's hard to imagine how we actually lived without it. Well, tech editor with the Irish and Sunday Independent, Adrian Weckler, is here to remind us of the impact it's had on our lives. Adrian, good morning. How's it going?
Good morning, Jen. Very well, thanks.
Good. Okay, so for people with long memories and search engines like and who had Yahoo and Ask Jeeves, they were the big ones back in the day. How did Google manage to just blow them out of the water?
It was just a lot better. So I was one of those people who used to use, you know, AltaVista, Ask Jeeves, Yahoo back in the day when computers really first hit Ireland, kind of really sort of mid-90s, late 90s, we started using the internet in Ireland. And then Yahoo was kind of the big one and AltaVista as well. And then just a few nerds started to use Google. I heard about it from a friend, just started to try it out. And the secret sauce there was basically that it started to index other websites. So like if you kind of linked, if you had a link on your website to another website, Google was able to see that. And so it created a ranking algorithm, which basically made some websites more important or assumed that some websites were of more interest to us. And basically, like within a year, kind of everybody was using Google. And it from there on in, it just became, you know, the world's most important search engine.
Absolutely. But it revolutionized the way we access information and has had a huge impact on our daily lives. I believe you tried to go just one full day last year without using Google at all. How did that go?
It's really, really hard. It's really hard because, you know, there are people like who will say, oh, no, I don't have a smartphone. I just use an old Nokia or something. That's fine. But usually when they get home on their laptop or their iPad, they look something up, you know, on Google. It's really, really hard. So, and it's not just because you can't look stuff up or you can't, you know, look up your bus time or you can't, you know, check a fact or check what film time or anything like that. It's also because it's baked into a lot of web browsers. So if you have an iPhone, for example, and you go onto Safari on your iPhone, if you sort of look something up there, that uses Google as well. So you end up having to try, you know, to use like alternatives like DuckDuckGo or whatever. And they're fine. But now it wasn't just that I didn't use Google search. I tried not to use any Google product or service at all, like including the likes of, you know, Maps or YouTube or music. And that meant I couldn't use an Android phone as well. So like, you have to remember what Google is. Like, this is a company that basically controls every single thing we see online. Like, it's not just news or entertainment or shopping or, you know, health advice. You're talking about like video output, for example. YouTube is the most visited website in the world other than Google. Most people's email, Gmail. Mm-hmm. You can't access your email, you know, if you use Gmail. Most popular web browser, Chrome. And the majority of the world's smartphones, Android. So it's kind of weird that it has gotten to this point that it's really runs most of our lives and we sort of don't know it.
Any idea of Google's worth?
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, it's. I think its current valuation is, I think it's around $2 trillion. It's close to $2 trillion. But its profitability, it makes over €1 billion in profit every week. So that's not revenue turnover. That's its profit. €1 billion.
That is mind blowing. But not everything Google has been involved in has been a success story. There's a couple of duds in there, isn't there?
Yeah, the few turkeys. I don't know if you remember a thing called Google Glass. Okay, it was a big sort of a headset. We've talked about VR sets, headsets before, but this was the ultimate cranial strap-on, right? This was absolutely shocking piece of technology. And it was supposed to be a kind of a mixed reality, something like Apple is trying to do now with its Vision Pro. One of the big problems was that in all of the marketing and advertisements, they were all middle-aged men who wore them. And that is the absolute death when you're trying to launch a new tech product. Hasn't been great at social networking. I don't know if you remember a service called Google Plus, which was kind of a long form kind of blogging service, but it was trying to compete with Facebook. And not great at things like video conferencing. Like if you're using something like Zoom or maybe you use Microsoft Teams, I don't know, do you ever use Google Meet? I mean, in theory, it should be one of the big ones, but I think hardly anyone, hardly only used it. It's had a few duds over the years.
Okay. So on balance, is it fair to assume that Google has been an overwhelmingly positive addition to humanity?
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm a tech editor, right? So I do kind of think that it's been good in terms of indexing information. It's hard to imagine, you know, life without the convenience. On the other hand, it's a pain in the backside sometimes. If you're just chatting with somebody, do you know at a time when you're trying to think of somebody, say a movie star or something, and there used to be quite a lot of fun in racking your brains together, right, in company for 30 seconds while you thought of it. Yeah. And now just somebody whips out their phone and 5 seconds has the answer, you know?
So that's the only downfall. What about, what would you say to those who say that the internet and the search engines like Google, so they make these standalone facts, too easy to source. You just said that, but it does shorten our attention span and our ability to critically think.
Yeah,
on our own about anything, doesn't it?
Well,
the long-term effect on that is quite worrying.
I don't know. So, I mean, if you're researching something and you're using Google, you're probably using it just to get a bunch of facts. It's not like ChatGPT. You're not asking it to actually come up with an essay for you or actually do, you know, intellectual stuff for you. You're really just using it like you'd use an encyclopedia. I take the point about shortening of the attention span, but you would definitely say that with YouTube, for example, like they released a figure there the other day that YouTube Shorts, I think it gets something like 70 billion views a day, something like that. Because if you go onto YouTube, it's really hard to get off it because you've got all these shorts, these 20-second, 30-second shorts and topics you're interested in. And before you know it, 20 minutes has passed by. They're trying to compete with TikTok. So it is an attention suck, and you could be using that time for something else. So maybe that's a point.
Okay. Now, a lot of people know this, but Google's European headquarters is here in Dublin. That's a big deal for a small country like Ireland. Do we know exactly why they came here?
They partly came for the tax because at the time Ireland was operating a very, very, very low tax regime. Still does operate a somewhat low tax regime. But, I mean, to say it's been good economically for Ireland is a massive understatement. Now, you will get people who will say, look, multinationals, you know, they're leeches and they just shop around for the cheapest place. But if you look at the amount of corporation tax that the likes, that you know, Google, Apple, Microsoft, all those guys pay, like we're talking about 50 billion euro in a surplus over the next couple of years. But Google specifically has been important because when it arrived, all of the other companies like Facebook, Meta, you know, Salesforce, all those other companies, TikTok as well, they all came because Google was in Dublin. They literally came to hire staff that were working in Google. So you could say that, you know, the 80,000, 90,000 tech workers in the Dublin area, the Dublin region, you'd say like a good third of those are probably down to because Google's here, you know.
Where's all that money?
Where's all the money?
Where's all the corporation tax?
Well, sure. Look, hang on. Sure, look at. I mean, during COVID, I mean, I had no idea how we were affording to, you know, keep the shop running during COVID. But it was basically all the tech corporation tax. Like Ireland, this is a really difficult thing to say. Ireland is rolling in money. Like we've more money now than we could have ever dreamed. We actually don't know what to do with it. That's our big problem over the next 3 years. And a good portion of that is down to the tech multinationals. Now, look, that's a topic for a different day. There are downsides to all that as well. But Google is a big part of that.
Do you ever think, oh, God, who's going to come in and replace it? I mean, Google is going to be with us for a long, long time. But is there any competitors there kind of biting up their heels?
Well, on the search, so, you know, is there a competitor to YouTube or Google Chrome? I mean, there are.
Yeah.
But from the search point of view, the main service that Google still offers, you might say ChatGPT. I'm not sure if you've used ChatGPT much, but it's still a little bit behind in terms of live search on the internet now. But it's getting really, really good because when you search for something on Google, you might say, I don't know, whatever it is, shop near me, cafe near me. And it's good for that kind of stuff. But if you ask it a specific question, it kind of struggles. You have to go to the second or the third page sometimes to get your results. ChatGPT, you can type in something like, I'm a bit peckish now. I'd like to eat something at 2 o'clock, and I prefer sandwiches and pizzas. And it literally will give you the shop that specializes in sandwiches and pizzas. Google doesn't do that. It's behind. It's significantly behind in artificial intelligence right now. So now it might catch up, and I think it probably will. But for the moment, if it doesn't, I could see ChatGPT or something like it coming up and challenging it.
Oh, Google have the fun. They'll just headhunt your man who did the software for GPT and get him over. Interesting stuff, Adrian. As always, a pleasure. Thank you so much for taking the call. There we go. That is Adrian Weckler. Tell us all about Google. And it's 25 years old on Wednesday.
Jem Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.